Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is Wardell Potts for the Love Zone, and I am here with my buddy, the coach. How have you been, sir?
Oh, good, man. I'm just a little tired.
I know the thing with UCLA. How did that go for you?
Yeah, it went really good last week. It was pretty busy. You know, we were there for 4 days talking to the youth and educating them about relationships, about how to be a leader and about leadership. And, you know, so it was really good, man. And I had also had a show before that, too, as well, The Real Talk. So I had to be downtown Los Angeles.
Wow.
And, you know, and then after that, you know, just been doing it, man. And, and then I had to be on air.
Right.
In London.
Wow.
That's Monday night. So it's been a real busy week.
Busy time for you. Well, you know, listen, man, you know, here we are in Orange County in the studio. We've been looking forward to this day with Lavelle from the Whispers. We finally got him here, and we're going to have a wonderful evening just chopping it up with Lavelle.
Yes.
And I'm so happy. Hey, Lavelle, how you doing, my brother?
All right. How you doing, my brothers? All right.
Yes. We're glad to have you here. How's things going for you?
Things are going wonderful, man. I just got back from the Bay Area doing a gig up there in Cache Creek Casino with the Pointer Sisters. So life is looking good and got plenty of gigs on the book. So that always is good, as you know, being a musician. That's
right.
All we live for is
Absolutely. The
next gig. So things are looking wonderful.
All right, man. Well, Lavelle, you know, this is a great time. Coach and I have been really looking forward to having you here, you know, and doing this session with you. And I'm excited just to have you guys do what y'all do and stuff. And so the concept of what you're talking about is so great that I'm excited just to hear, you know, you guys just chop it up about that. And a lot of people need to hear this. That are in relationships similar to yours.
That's true.
You know, rather it's being in music or just being in business itself.
That's right.
And, you know, so is there anything before we get going here?
No, just like you said, that's really interesting. That, you know, a good thing that I like that Lavelle is here is to show that, you know, when people talk about celebrities, they think, you know, the relationship is something different than theirs. But it's just to let us know that we all have the same similar challenges with the relationship.
Mm.
And one of the challenges of you know, being working hard and doing things that everybody has the same challenge to as well. So I think that's a good point that you just made.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to let you two go ahead on and coach you. It's your time to do your thing.
Okay.
Thank you so much, brother. Very and Lavelle, nice. I'm going to enjoy listening to this.
Yeah, I feel like I'm under a microscope.
Yeah, you are. All right, guys.
Okay, all right. Well, once again, thanks for coming and having you in the studio here live, everybody. Live. I mean, we're right here. We're looking at each other, you know.
Face to face.
Touch each other face to face, man. And this is good. Well, actually, it's an honor to me, too, as well, to actually be this close to you, seeing you all the time on television and hearing you and everything. So it means a lot to me, too, as well.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah,
definitely. And, you know, we got a chance to talk earlier part of the week about this particular subject that's coming up. But it was really interesting sitting in the studio earlier talking with you and learning stuff. So this is going to be amazing for me because, I mean, you just gave me a wealth of information just in the 5 or 10 minutes that we were talking outside the studio. So this, I'm excited about this.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. So I guess let's actually talk about the issue that we want to discuss.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an issue not only with entertainers, as we talked earlier. It's an issue with anybody that that deals with separation from their spouse, you know, or their significant other, you know, whether you're in business and you have to travel a lot, or you're an entertainer and you have to travel a lot, or you're a truck driver.
That's right.
And you have to be on the road.
Absolutely.
Being away from the person that you love.
That's right.
Is always a difficult thing. And how to keep the relationship, I should say, hot, or keep it new all the time.
That's right.
Out.
Yeah.
And also keep it where there's no infidelity.
Right.
Is
Absolutely.
A difficult thing
Absolutely.
In itself.
So what we're talking about today is that the two of you work a lot. You and your wife. Mm-hmm. You work a lot, and you're constantly traveling. and you're not spending enough quality time together. And when you do, it feels more like friend type, or what exactly does that feel like?
Well, what I find is that, you know, when we are together, it's a wonderful time because it's quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's either quality at times, and then sometimes it is quantity.
Yes.
But then there's other times when there's nothing going on, where she's gone for 5 or 6 months at a time. I mean, away from the house.
Yes.
You know, which most men can't even stand their wives to be away for 2 or 3 days without going through cardiac arrest. But
yes.
But for me, I think that's the challenging times, because it's not about. You can wind up having a sense of, after they're gone for, say, like my wife will leave for a month, to come back for a week, then leave another month, and then come back and maybe gone for another 2 months. And then there's been times where she's gone for 5 months straight. Well, in that time, it's not so much about the infidelity aspect of it, because that's me being as old as I am now. I don't have time for that. You know, I don't even want to leave the house.
Right.
But you wind up start taking on a sense of being a bachelor, you know, because now you're fending for yourself. You're doing everything. And the one thing with a relationship is loving and needing one another. So when you get to the point where you almost feel like you don't need anybody in your life, to me that's as dangerous as the infidelity aspect of it, because when you they come back, you're like, I've been working this all by myself, so really, I've almost fell out of love with you, you know? I mean, I still love you, but I'm not as in love with you because I've been by myself so long.
Right.
And how to wind up keeping that kindled is a real difficult thing.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned the in love and love. There's something that I talk about, the difference between in love and true love. And the in love is something that you experience. You get this altered state of consciousness, this euphoria, when you're in love, and this is when all of those chemicals that we were talking about earlier before, when you are in that new stage of the in love, and you know everything is going, you're getting your dopamines and your you know, everything is just stars. That's
excited,
all you see.
Everything,
just totally excited, you know. And when that is going on, and that dopamine and all that, sometimes well, most of the time actually in a relationship, that spark will die down. It will die down to a certain part, right? And then we work on true love. And then the true love is a lot better, too, as well. But one thing that I like to talk about when we talk about the difference between the in love and the true love is that when the true love starts to die down, because the in love, you know, it's not that difficult to fall in love. We all fall in love, you know, because that's that beginning stage. That's that infatuation stage of the relationship, you know, when everything is great, nothing's going wrong, you know. And then when that starts to fade somewhat, then we have to deal with that true, real relationship,
right?
And then that's when things start happening. However, but what I do recommend for couples, when it seems like the true love starts to die somewhat, right? Something that you explained earlier, too, you said when she comes home, it seems like that in love isn't there anymore, that spark isn't there anymore. And that's where that's one of the major keys where we can work at. You know?
Right.
And I think that that's one of the major problems or challenge that we actually have, is bringing back that spark. Now, what I do recommend to bring back that spark is something that may sound a little contradicting with what I usually say about in love and true love. But in your case, we need to get back the in love.
Right.
That's what we really need to get back, is the in love. And then you will gradually go back into the true love.
Right.
So let me ask you.
Okay.
The in love stage, the stage when you first met. How did that start off? What did you guys do when you first met?
Oh, shoot. When we used to go places that we both enjoyed, whether it be to Napa or go, you know, because we didn't have to go on these exotic trips. Just being together, doing some things that we mutually cared about, you know, and we enjoyed doing together, like wine tasting or something like that. Those things We still like to do them, but because of our schedules, mm-hmm. it's almost impossible to predict because a gig can come in, you know, at any time. And since she works with, a well-known singer herself as a background singer, she doesn't know when her gigs are going to come in. So it's been hard to get back to those little things that we like to do. You know, like she's back now, so we're like, okay, we're going to run to Napa and spend some time. Oh, nope, I can't do that because now some gig came up for her and some stuff came up for me. So now mm-hmm. we won't spend any time doing anything mm-hmm. in the next 2 weeks that she's here. Mm-hmm. She'll be back on the road again. So it's for mm-hmm. me, that's the difficult. Oh, yeah, okay. So you can't, it's hard to build that union again.
Okay.
And you almost have to, I have to look in my mind at it as this is the better or worse, you know, better for worse kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to love that person or remain in love with that person despite what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know what she's doing is for the better of us. Mm-hmm. And I know what I'm doing is for the better of us. But that's the only thing that keeps it remaining mm-hmm. as a relationship because, you know, I know that she don't want to go out on the road just to be away from me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
Absolutely.
What it's about. We got to pay bills.
Right.
And she is the kind of woman where she feels like she has to bring something in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But she does enjoy what she does, and she does a great job at it. Mm-hmm. But I'm 62 years old now. Mm-hmm. At the end of this month, I'll be 63.
Wow. And see, I don't know, you know, you guys can't see him, but he could have fooled me. He looked really good. 62?
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And as you probably know, as men, you know, once we mature to a certain level, we look at things totally different.
Absolutely.
And sometimes I think we had the discussion just recently. I said some money is not all good money.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, at this point in my life, I want to be able to travel with my significant other. I want to be able to go on the wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to take walks on the beach. I want us to do... just go to a restaurant. We love sushi. Let's
mm-hmm.
just do that. I like her here
mm-hmm.
more than she's on the road now because, you know, 63, you know, you don't know what tomorrow's promised.
That's right.
So
Absolutely.
The quality of my life is her being a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And without her being a part of it, it seems to diminish some because
mm-hmm.
that's my road dog. That's my
mm-hmm.
best partner. That's my best friend. So... in having that friendship, because that's where we started out, and we were always giggling.
We were always going out
and
always
laughing
doing things,
and talking.
Laughing
she's my
and
best
everything.
Buddy, you know.
Right,
so
absolutely.
You know, I mean, your wife should be your best friend.
That's right,
and
absolutely.
Then and then that best friend turns into a relationship that's love.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it all better.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, without my best friend there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm grasping at straws of things to do,
yes.
but I've had to work on that and,
mm-hmm.
and try to find things that keep me busy,
mm-hmm.
but not in trouble.
Right, absolutely.
Which is a thin line because,
absolutely.
You know, as men, we start feeling abandonment and start looking for ways to fulfill those things.
That's right, absolutely.
You can screw up you can screw up a great relationship
mm-hmm.
based on your mind telling tricks on you.
That's right. Or your body.
Yeah, your body.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be tricks.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
We talk about earlier on, we talk about just the science of relationship, just the science of knowing one's anatomy and knowing one's body. And what you said earlier when you said the need, and we all have a need to belong, as Maslow's laws,
mm-hmm.
we all have a need to bond. You know, and if we're not nurturing that bond, something that came up, one of my theories is the Tarzetto theory, that you have a relationship, but there's always a third entity, and it's called relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when the two of you come together, you create the third entity, which is the relationship, and you have to nurture the relationship. And if you don't nurture the relationship, see, you're doing fine, she's doing fine, but the relationship isn't doing fine. And we have to be more conscious on the relationship and see what we can do for the relationship.
Right.
Something that I realize when you're dealing with plants. And if you don't plant, you know, give it the right food, give it the right sun, give it
That's
the right,
right.
water,
right.
then the plant will end up dying, right?
That's funny because I use that same analogy.
Well, absolutely.
And she looked at me like, are you crazy? I'm like, that's real.
That is real.
Even when you are away,
yeah,
if you don't figure a way to water and nurture that plant will wither and die.
That's right. It will wither and die.
I don't care where it is. And you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so now we've had to devise ways now because she's getting ready to leave again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's bad enough just talking to you on the phone,
mm-hmm.
but not seeing you
mm-hmm.
is another entity that's mm-hmm. a problem. So she'll send me a picture of herself,
mm-hmm.
and that picture will wind up being so gratifying. It's crazy how gratifying it is just to see her. And she may be in another city, and she'll take a picture of herself sitting on the bed and send that to me. And it's
let me
so
ask
gratifying.
You about one of the tips, though, that's something that you could do. Do you guys Skype each other?
Well, no, we haven't, but
we
did wind up. She bought an iPad, and I bought one. So now we're going to hopefully remedy some of this problem by they got to call face-to-face.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
absolutely.
I think that is going to be an extreme help in terms of keeping this.
Yeah, I think that would be one of my suggestions, too, as well, is to Skype each other every once in a while while every night.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, once the gig is over and you're back in the hotel, then I think, you know, regardless who finished first, you just set a certain time and call each other and Skype each other. Well, now that you can see each other, I think that would be really cool too, well.
Definitely.
I want to go back to old school too as well, and ask you if you do this. If not, I think that this would be also shocking to her too as well. Do you write love letters?
Yeah, I'm big on love letters.
Yeah.
I'm big on cards.
Yeah.
And when I usually do that kind of stuff, it's funny. My wife is a little different. She's never she's never had a person do those sort of things for her. So she finds herself kind of not knowing how to deal with it, you know. As a matter of fact, the funniest part, we laugh about it now, but I used to send her love letters and send her these cards.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling her girlfriend, says, "Hey, he sends me all these love letters and cards.
Mm-hmm.
He's too soft for me. Mm-hmm. Why is he so soft, you know?" And her girlfriend had to explain to her, he's not soft. He's just a real man that's expressing his feelings for you.
Yeah.
Those knuckleheads you were dealing with before.
Right. And when is the last time that you sent a love letter?
Oh, God. It's been a while now since I've done that. Yeah, definitely. But I'm always sending, like, because we email one another.
So when we say a while?
Well,
a real letter.
A real letter.
On a piece of paper.
Oh, probably a couple of years.
Okay.
But,
all right. Well, so we can try to do that, too.
Yeah.
That's tip number two.
Yeah.
So we'll do that one as well. We'll start writing love letters back to her, right?
Okay.
And as well as maybe every once in a while, find out where she's going, and you know where she's going in the hotel that she's going to as well, to also have flowers, you know, being sent to her too as well.
Yeah.
So it could either be there when she gets there in the room, already there, or, you know, actually when she's in the room and then, you know, have somebody to come knock on the door and all of these flowers, you know,
there for
every once in a while. Yeah, because that's also bringing back. See, it's bringing back and it's doing the things that you were doing when you first met.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
And that's bringing that in love stage back into existence.
Right.
Right? So those are some of the things that we have to do. And even when you're at home, even if you could meet once in a while somewhere in the middle, you know, if you're in Germany and she's in London, meet somewhere in the middle too as well. Not necessarily, I know you're tired and you can't wait to get home. Well, you know, meet somewhere in the middle and don't come home.
Right.
You know, don't come home. Just meet somewhere in the middle, you know, because we know when we're working, we're looking to come home to see each other.
Right.
But meet somewhere else to see each other.
And a little more excitement to it.
It's more excitement to it when you meet each other somewhere else and you're doing things there and you're having fun there. You know, and not necessarily at home, right?
That's because, true.
You know, so I think that was the step three, right?
Right.
So we can
step
do that
three.
One.
Okay, yeah.
Right, right.
That.
So I think that would be a real good thing, too, as well. And two, when you're together, when you are together, it's okay to talk about business, you know, every once in a while, you know, and that's okay. But after that, let's talk about who you are. Let's talk about new things that you've discovered. Let's talk about things that you've discovered while being somebody. Let's talk, for instance, you learned something today while we were talking before we came on air.
Exactly.
Correct? you know, that's what I mean talking, having a conversation. You remember a long time ago when women say, well, he doesn't have a conversation.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we can talk about business for a little while. Yeah, you know, we went, we, you know, the concert was this, you know, she can talk about the concert, you know, when she was singing and everything. And then, okay, let's throw that out the window.
Right.
And then let's talk about a topic. Let's talk about something that we learned, something that we discovered in another country, you know, something that we discovered, and make that a conversation without television.
Right, right.
Okay. Without going to the movies, right? Somewhere where you can just both talk.
Right.
And enjoy a scenery. You know, mm-hmm. if you can find some place, wherever you meet in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and you find some place, you can ask somebody, you know, where's a nice place to go and just cool out? Like in California, you know, you can just drive up to a mountain, and
exactly.
you can just sit in the car, and you can see that nice view, and then strike on a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, it's late, but it's stimulating.
Right.
Because conversation is stimulating, and we know conversation has always been stimulating to a woman.
That's right.
Right?
That's
it's
right.
always been stimulating. So, and it's also stimulating to the male, and that is part of foreplay,
right.
too, as well. So, you know, when we do that, and, you know, by the time we go back to the hotel, and then things are on, right?
Right.
Also, as well, too, for your wife, you know, new lingerie,
right?
You know, something different, something new. You know, it's really good to come out of that comfort zone that we've gotten ourselves into,
right?
You know, and two, to make things even fun, as well as yourself, find something, some type of lingerie. Well, not lingerie, but menswear.
Right.
That is sexy.
Right.
And one thing that's good about what you talk about is that you work out.
Yeah.
Right?
Finally, I
right.
can wear something like
then
that.
You can wear something like that now. Right? So,
right.
So I think that would be really good too, you know. And we have to implement these things. And sometimes it's really hard because it seems to, you know, because we're an adult and this is what we used to do when we were young, and it seems like, oh, that's just so kiddish, you know. No, but that's love.
That's love.
You know, that's really love. And that's showing that when you do this, this is showing that you're contributing to the relationship, not just to you, not just to her, but to the relationship, because we have to look at the relationship, that third entity, as our child,
right,
as
right.
our plant,
as our
right?
Plant,
we can
right.
keep going back to the plant,
right.
as that plant. So
or
we
a
want
bank.
The plant.
Or a bank.
Or a bank.
Yeah,
you
got
to keep putting money in it.
Exactly.
So every time you look at that account,
that's right.
it makes you feel good.
Exactly.
You're like, uh-oh, ching, ching, we got money.
That's right?
right. So you
got
to keep contributing to that, you
that's
know,
right.
to make it look good.
That's right.
Right? And I think that that's one of the greatest things, is to think about some things. And even if something, you realize that you used to do something stupid, something silly.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, my wife, when we first met, I just did this one little silly thing. I was talking about dancers, and I was talking about this certain dance, and then I made up mine. I jumped on the bed. And at this time, she was really tired, and she didn't really want to do anything, didn't want to go anywhere. Because I was like, come on, let's go, let's
right.
get out. He's like, I think I just want to cool out. So I got into bed, and I did this stupid dance. I wish I could do it for you, but I won't. I will not do it. But
I see her smiling here already.
Yeah, but I this crazy dance, and it makes her laugh.
Right.
I mean, I've never seen, you know, when you see a little baby, a little kid laugh, where they're just squeezing themselves, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
and she will just laugh so hard. I mean, she won't stop laughing. If I keep doing it, she will laugh herself to sleep, right?
Really?
But that's just how silly I look.
Okay.
That makes her laugh.
Right.
So sometimes you have to do something silly. Some things that you used to do, or something that you can remember that you did a long time
right.
ago, or create something new.
Right. Exactly.
Right? Create something new. And I think that's also giving that fun to as well. So you got to think about something that the both of you can do that's fun, that makes you laugh. Because I heard early on when you were talking about how we used to laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's something that's not gone. It's
no.
not there.
Right.
I mean, it's not gone. It's there.
Right.
You just have to create something new.
Right.
You know, one thing that I talk about so much is novelty. Novelty is something that will always enhance the relationship. Novelty is doing new things.
Right.
Things that you can come up with, as well as old. But as long as the old is going to create good, right?
Right.
And novelty is, for instance, when there are mountain jumpers, guys who jump off the mountains with the parachutes, right? Well, they can only do it for so long.
Mm-hmm.
They can only do it for so long because they're looking for another mountain to jump so they can get this, they get dopamine when they jump off of the mountain. Mm-hmm. It's this great high that they get, this altered state of consciousness that they get when they jump. Well, sooner or later, that mountain becomes boring to them. So they look for another mountain to actually jump off of. But now they're still jumpers. They didn't give it up.
Right.
They didn't say, well, this is boring. I don't want to be a jumper anymore. Right. They just find another mountain, and it's novelty.
Exactly.
Right? And that's why it's good to meet in the middle somewhere.
That's
right?
True. That's true.
You know, so you can keep that spark, you know, and that spark is always there. It's always there to give us that in love feeling. Remember, that feeling where now you start feeling those goosebumps and all of that, you know, you start, well, wow, you know, you're laughing. That laughter gives you serotonin. And serotonin is what makes you feel good, right? And that dopamine is what makes you feel good. And it, and when that starts lighting you up in the body, and then that's what makes the body, too. Remember, when we have this fun, that leads into intimacy, right? And that's part of the foreplay when we're having fun and when we're doing everything. That's part of that intimacy. That's what makes you, when you're done, that's what makes you now, you know, okay, baby, let's hurry up and go to the hotel.
Right.
You know, because now that body is releasing all the stress that you've had, you know, by having fun. You know, you released it all and everything, you know. So this is one of the good things that you can do, and that will definitely lead back to, and all it's doing is bringing back what once you had, but it's still there.
Right.
It's still there.
Well, see, I know it's still there because for me, if it wasn't there, I'd be ready to...
You'd be ready to go.
I'd be ready to go.
That's right.
And
absolutely.
Just that, and it's ironic that you hit on one thing that does happen. Mm-hmm. When you come back, it's about, okay, well, we got to talk about the bills and what bill didn't you pay, and okay, we got to call this person, call that person.
Yeah.
And it winds up being that.
That's
when
right.
we get back,
yes,
and never any feeding of the relationship
That's
itself.
Right. That's
and
right.
so in not doing that, it's like, okay, now I still got to wait to be fed because now, or she even has to wait to be fed because now we're dealing with the everyday stresses of
That's
life.
Right.
And we have to learn how to put those things in perspective
That's
because
right.
now we're still not feeding that plant or
That's
putting
right.
anything in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So without that,
Mm-hmm.
okay, we got the bills, but now we got a relationship that sucks mm-hmm. here. Because,
that sucks.
You know,
because you could be doing fine. You could be, you're on tour. You're doing great.
That's right.
She's on tour, doing great. But what about the relationship, that third entity that we have
third
to think
entity.
About? Because, you know, it's the Trinity. It's the Trinity. It's the same thing that how life exists in the world anyway.
Right.
It's that third Trinity. When we talk about the moon, the sun, and the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. We have to maintain that Trinity. We have to maintain the Tarzetto part of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tarzetto part of our relationship is to make sure that we have to stay conscious, though. You know, even though we hear, even though we talk about what we're talking about right now, we're talking about the tips, what we should do, but we have to stay conscious after brainstorming to implement them. We have to stay conscious because it's so easy to come off track.
Right.
And not really implement the things that we know we really need to do in order to make this plant grow.
And that's the important part. I want to relate to most men because I've been married before.
Yes.
And I've messed up a lot of marriages based on the factor of just being doggish and wanting to have more than just that one candy store.
That's right.
And I got to say to most men that what happens to us is when we become disgruntled, we start looking outside of
Absolutely.
The household.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, I can tell you firsthand, that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I stay home.
That's right.
That's why I don't go anyplace, mm-hmm. do a movie, take care of my dog, go work out back home.
Mm-hmm.
And because if you start having these feelings of abandonment, the first thing you can do is going to seek something to fulfill that emptiness.
Oh, absolutely.
And then once you fulfill that emptiness, now you've brought somebody, another entity, into
That's
your
right.
relationship
That's right.
that probably has fallen in love with you. Now your wife finds out about that, who you're really still in love with. This
That's
was just
right.
filling a gap.
Yeah, this is just a temporary Band-Aid. This is just something to fill that loneliness. Because once we said again before that we all have a need to belong.
Exactly.
And if we're not fulfilling that, then we go outside to find that to bring in, to incorporate, to make you feel good just temporarily. And it's
right.
just a Band-Aid.
That's right.
If you're not taking care of the real business,
that's right.
You know, which is right there at home, you end up going out trying to find somebody else to make you feel that feeling.
Right.
And it's so easy. Remember when I said before, it's so easy to feel that in love stage.
Exactly.
It doesn't take effort.
Right.
It takes effort of what you want to do right now. And something that I want to really commend you as a man that's really going out saying, hey, what can I do? You know, and I hope that what you're doing will, and as well as what you said earlier on too, to talk to the men, I hope more men could learn from you right now and say, wow, if I can actually go out and ask, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're the men that we're the machoistic, egotistic part of the species, and that we don't need help, and what could somebody do to help me? How can I go and ask somebody for help? You know, I'm the man, you know.
And that's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy, because I remember I didn't want to go talk to, we were having some problems, I didn't want to go talk to any of a marriage counselor.
Yes.
Well, that was the craziest thing in
yes,
the world.
Absolutely.
They gave me so much fruit.
Yes.
In order to help my marriage.
That's right.
It was the greatest thing I ever did.
That's right.
But my manhood stood up and
yes.
said, I don't need to talk to explain
yes.
my life to some man.
Yes.
But once I got past that,
yes.
it was the greatest thing in the world for me.
Yes.
And I've learned, like I said, guys, I'm telling you right now, don't go outside the house. It'll wind up being a bomb that's going to blow up, because it's only going to be for that moment.
That's right.
It's only going to give you that good feeling for a moment.
That's right.
Because invariably, every guy that cheats is still in love with that main woman.
Oh, yeah,
that they
absolutely.
Live with. And then when the stuff blows up, now they're over here crying, trying to get her back. And then sometimes you can and sometimes you can't.
That's right.
But it's hard to rekindle once they
yeah.
caught you in something.
Yeah, once,
you know,
once
trying
that
to rebuild a relationship that has been cheated on is,
you know, the effort
impossible.
That you take to go out is the same effort that you can take to rekindle that relationship.
That's right. That's
and
right.
get that relationship back up, because it takes that effort. And that's what I talk about a lot when I talk about the difference between the in love and true love, is the effort that it takes to maintain true love.
Right.
Because the in love, when people first meet, you know, you're naturally going to feel that, oh my God. So
oh,
when
yeah.
you find somebody new, that's the chemicals that you're going to feel.
Right.
But it takes effort to maintain a vitalized, harmonious, cohesive working relationship.
That's right.
Wow. Man, you guys, that was so wonderful.
Yes, I think
oh
that
my God.
Was
you
wonderful.
Know, I'm going to tell you, my favorite part was meeting her halfway after the gig.
Yes.
Is
oh, yeah, that's a great
Ooh,
idea. That's
man,
great
I ran
idea.
Out the room on that one. I was like, yes.
And you know, so, man,
yes.
the other thing that made
yes.
me, the other thing about the sending the flowers,
yes.
you know, so
mm-hmm.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
But that would be great that when she checked into a hotel that
mm-hmm.
either a guy would bring the flowers to the front door
mm-hmm.
or we have some flowers for you.
Mm-hmm.
She would be blown away by that
yes.
kind of stuff.
Yes.
So,
it's
yeah.
like, I'm here. I'm wherever you go.
That's
yes.
right.
My love
that's right.
will follow you.
Yeah. It's simple. It's like you said, it's the
mm-hmm.
simple things.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. It's the simple things. And knowing more, and knowing her love languages, things that she really like, you know,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just a card, even if it's just a pen, if she's a pen collector,
mm-hmm.
if she collects pens, you know, for
yeah.
whatever reason.
Right.
Send her a whole box of pens.
Exactly.
Just
exactly.
send her a box. That's her love language.
Right.
Knowing
her
love language, you know,
yeah,
and being
important.
In tune to that. And it's very important.
You know,
and just send that.
And if we have a little more time, one
yes.
thing that we do is we'll get together and sit down and talk like he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll ask, okay, where's your love cup today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how full is your love cup?
That's
you know,
right.
And I said, well, my love cup is maybe about 70% full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what do I need to do to get that? Of the 30%.
That's right.
Mm.
That is having that conversation. And
that's
once
right.
you find out, okay, well, if you did a little more of this, you know, if
mm-hmm.
you talk to me, maybe if you just rub my bald head a little
mm-hmm.
bit more, I would
yeah.
get that error, you know, that
that's
extra
right.
30%.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Those are the things that as a couple you can do.
That's
you
right.
know? And
that's
it's
right.
easy through
that's
communication
right.
because
yeah. it's easy.
If you don't know,
You don't know
what I require today.
That's right.
You know, so
that's
and
right.
I don't know what you. If you want me to move some furniture
mm-hmm.
around
mm-hmm.
and that gets you to 100%, then
that's
I'll
right.
start moving furniture around.
That's right.
So
absolutely. Absolutely, because you know, you start moving furniture around, biologically speaking. You remember when I was telling you about the man releases certain pheromones and that turn women on. So some women really like seeing their husband or boyfriends or fiance working hard because that sweat also turns them on, because they also smell that sweat. When I was talking about you release a pheromone called androstenone. And you smell that and he's like, "Woo!" It turns a woman on. It turns a woman on, period, when they see a man working hard.
Exactly.
See him sweating, you know. When you remember when you go to construction workers and they walk by, they be looking at the construction workers and like,
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, do that. Just work. Just go ahead and just clean. She come on and go, what happened to you? Like, oh, baby, I just cleaned. He's like, but that's turning me on. Like, you washed the dishes?
Yeah,
I did. I washed the dishes, you know.
I hear women say a lot they like men in uniform.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's a confirmation. You know, it's a confirmation, too. So.
Yeah, I bought all kinds of uniforms. I'm still...
Hey, that's the key too. That's the key too. You can role play every once in a while. Put those uniforms on.
There you go.
What you gonna be tonight?
Yes,
I'm gonna be your fireman.
You're gonna be my nurse.
And you're gonna be my nurse. That's right.
Man, this is incredible. You guys are just off the hook today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
I mean, love you. Love you, coach.
Thank you.
He's on it, man. And when he was on his way here, he was down and all late. I was like, he's either tired or he's meditating.
Yes.
You know,
that's what I'm in. That little mood that my wife and I talk about. She says, "Yeah, just before you get ready to go on the stage, you and that, just what you're saying."
Yeah.
And then when you get there, you're like, "Bam!" You're like, "Oh wow!" She says, "Now I'm used to it."
Yeah.
I don't ask. You okay? Are you okay? She said, "I don't ask that anymore." She's like, "I know you're in that stage one."
Yeah,
you know.
That's right.
Yeah. And Lavelle, thank you so much, man.
No, thank you for having me. Yeah, man. I really appreciate it.
I've been knowing this man for a long time.
Yes.
Ooh,
yes.
Man, mucho years.
Yeah.
Boy, this goes way, way, way back.
Yeah.
Look,
man, like I'm feeling these muscles.
I know. I'm looking at a man. It's all muscle and everything.
Yeah, I'm going to get Boyd Elliott.
You know, come on.
No,
me too.
We're going to hit it off.
And then he said 61. I was like, "Ooh, okay. I got to get in that gym. No, Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf.
Well, listen, Lavelle, before you leave, is there anything that you would like to say to the listeners before we get off the air?
No, it's not too much. Just, I want to say that we really appreciate the Whispers, not just Lavelle. We really appreciate the fact that they've supported us after all these years. It's been 45 years.
Mm.
You know, I've been with the Whispers 38 of the 45 years that
we've been
doing it. So, and we're still going strong, Wardell. Mm. And I mean, it's been such a blessing, man, that the people have supported us all this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, be looking for a new product to be coming out at the end of the year that Mr. Wardell Potts is going to be involved if I have to strangle him.
And I like to add some lyrics in there.
There you go.
Yeah, they got it from me.
That's really it, man. I mean, we've been so blessed to be doing what we're doing all these years, and to have the relationships that we have, such as the one with you and my boy Mark out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just blessed. I feel blessed every morning I get up.
Thank you so much, man.
I know it's hot up here.
Coach, you have anything else to say?
Oh, you know, I appreciate you making this happen, actually. Oh. So I really definitely appreciate it, and I hope it continue to as well. And two, I like to also just keep in touch with you and make sure that, you know, things are going down the right track.
I'm not too bumpy. I'm going to suck all that stuff out of his head because he got some bomb stuff. I'm telling you, heard the conversation before. Wow.
I know. He's just getting going.
Man, this is just like about a small little corner of what he's got going on right now.
Yeah.
But, man, it's wonderful to be able to talk to you.
Yes.
And you better believe I will be calling. Hey, man, I got a problem with this. Now, how should I handle it?
Spread the word and tell all the Whispers.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Well, most people in this industry needs a doc. Need a doc or a coach, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm here.
I told you this guy is the bomb.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's right. He sure did.
All right, man. Well, we thank you so much, and we'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to take a small break here. We're going to play a track from the Whispers, and we'll be right back. on WDKK Radio.
All right.